A year ago, the Alaska Native Brotherhood began revising its constitution and mission statement. They hadn't been significantly changed for decades. The updated version went before last week's Grand Camp Convention in Klawock on Prince of Wales Island. Delegates voted to approve the changes and make them also apply to the Alaska Native Sisterhood.
We've had two different constitutions, A and B and A and S, but now this one governs both. They're very distinct bodies yet. They're not merged.
Dennis Demmert of Klawock is the new president of the Brotherhood's regional organization, known as the Grand Camp.
The way we do business will be pretty much the same. We'll continue as two separate organizations, but we'll have a single mission.
There was opposition, some of it strong, but new Sisterhood Grand Camp President Mary Brown of Klawock says two-thirds of the delegates voted in favor.
I feel that we are now working together as a whole, and the only thing we can do from the last day of convention is to take each positive step forward to better the health, education, and welfare of the people of Alaska.
Other changes brought the Constitution and mission into the present. Demmert says some parts were outdated.
You know, in the earlier days, there was interest because we didn't have citizenship. We wanted citizenship. We did not have civil rights. We wanted that. And we wanted land. And so those were things that were goals that had been accomplished.
Earlier rules also restricted membership to Native people. The new document removes that requirement.
A lot of non-Native people have been interested in what we're doing. A lot of non-Native people have joined. The local camps have kind of ignored that provision about only Native, but the provision was there.
Leaders hope some of the changes will help broaden membership. James Williams of Klawock is ANB's new Sergeant of Arms.
We have to concentrate on how we're going to reach our young generation to participate in this organization, because they're next in line, just like they told us when we were joining.
This year's convention was the Brotherhood's 99th and focused on history. Next year it will be held where the first camp, or chapter, set up shop.
It'll be in Sitka, and it's going to be a very major celebration, given that we're in the next 100 years.
Ketchikan's Richard Jackson was the previous ANB Grand Camp president. He didn't run for re-election. He says this year's attendees heard about the organization's past from author Peter Metcalf and history professor Stephen Haycox.
One moment which caught my attention was Stephen Haycox said initially the ANB idea of it formed in Juneau. I didn't know that. I thought it was Sitka with the 12 founders, I think it was. And that surprised me.
The Alaska Native Sisterhood formed a few years after the Brotherhood, but President Mary Brown says it will be part of the ANB's anniversary.
As far as we're concerned, we're one. It doesn't matter what year we started up, but we have, right from day one of the ANB, the sisters have been there and supported them 100%, and we will continue to do so. And we will celebrate the 100 year together.
Those at the meeting also expressed support for landless Natives who live in communities without Native corporations. They also backed stronger subsistence rights and expressed concerns about the growing number of suicides. The convention also recognized longtime leader Walter Soboloff, who died earlier this year at the age of 102. His position within the ANB was Grand President Emeritus. His successor has not been named. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.